Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance of Sebowing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang Made in Sebowing across from Luke's Market. The village of Elkton is getting a boost to its public safety fleet thanks to community support. The Frankenmuth Credit Union Foundation has awarded a $10,000 grant to help fund a new police patrol vehicle for the Elkton Police Department. Additional support came from Goats Graphics, which donated approximately $1,500 worth of vehicle graphics. The new cruiser, a 2026 Dodge Durango, is expected to enhance law enforcement capabilities and visibility in the village. Officials say the contributions reflect strong local partnerships and ongoing investment in community safety. An Arrowhead Elementary School in Saginaw Township will resume classes Thursday, April 23rd, after being closed for more than a week due to flooding. District officials say heavy rainfall on April 15th caused water to enter classrooms and the school's courtyard, forcing students out of the building while cleanup crews worked to address the damage. School teachers extended the closure multiple times as repairs continued, adding an extra day before reopening to ensure the building is safe for all students and staff. During the shutdown, support came from across the district. Hemeter Elementary School held a bake sale that raised several hundred dollars for classroom supplies and staff needs. The contribution was later matched by the New Life Saginaw, doubling the impact of the fundraiser. The reopening comes as Saginaw Township Community Schools prepares for an upcoming vote on a $94.2 million bond proposal. If approved, the measure will increase property taxes by $1 million and fund district-wide improvements. It follows two previous larger bond requests that were not approved by voters in recent years. District officials say cleanup efforts will continue even after students return, with a focus on restoring affected areas and preventing future flood issues. When we come back from this Amanda Lang Made Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Looking for insurance that fits your life? Amanda Lang Made with Farmers Insurance has you covered. Whether it's protecting your car, home, or business, Amanda will craft a plan tailored to your needs. She can even help with Aflac, Medicare, and commercial coverage, ensuring you're protected at every stage of life. With personalized service and expert advice, Amanda Lang Made makes insurance simple and stress-free. Are you ready to get the coverage you deserve?
Hi, this is Amanda Lang Made with Farmers Insurance. Call me today at 989-704-3409 and let's build a plan that fits your future.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with your local news, construction continues to move forward on the Lafayette Bridge replacement in Bay City as crews complete several key structure milestones. Contractors have finished pouring abutments on both sides of the Saginaw River, along with underwater tremie seals and pier footings, critical elements that will support the new span. The next phase will involve forming and pouring counterweight pits at each pier, another major step in building the bridge's lifting mechanism. The Lafayette Bridge project is part of a roughly $102 million state investment to replace the aging structure, which dates back to 1938 and has outlived its expected lifespan. Work began in late 2022 and is expected to continue through the summer of 2027, when a new bridge is scheduled to reopen to traffic. During construction, the bridge remains closed, leaving the nearby Veterans Memorial Bridge as the primary toll-free river crossing, while the bridges in the city operate with tolls. Officials say the project remains on track, with a more detailed timeline update expected in coming weeks. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.